What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truths, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
Happy Thursday. We have two positive news stories to brighten your day. Tim, what do you have?
My first story comes from ABC News. I actually saw this and thought it was amazing. So a woman by the name of Jennifer McLaughlin, she was just 9 years old in Fullerton, California, and she actually got into a car accident. It was her and her sister. Her sister did not make it in this car accident, so it starts off really sad. But while she was in this car accident, somebody driving by saw what happened. She didn't keep driving. She stopped, got out of the car, went to her and stayed with her until not only the police arrived, she followed the police to the hospital to check on her, and she stayed with her until her parents arrived. Now, after this happened, the woman, she disappeared. She never saw this woman again, just straight up thought about her over the last 35 years. So recently she decided, you know what? I can't get this off of my mind. Years have gone by. She went to the military. She's moved around. She's no longer in California, but she decided, I'm going to go on a Facebook page that was in Fullerton to see if I can find this young or this woman that was there for me, because she obviously impacted my life so much. And every time I tell my story, I tell her story as well. So she gets on Facebook, she makes a post, and within 2 days, a young lady writes her back and says, "Hey, I think you're talking about my mom, Rhonda." They contact each other, and as soon as she heard Rhonda's voice, she started crying because she knew it was her. She never forgot her voice. Rhonda said she was beyond happy to know that she's doing good in life and that she's happy, and she's always thought about her. And I thought this story to me was super amazing, because the power of social media is an amazing thing if you use it the right way. And this young woman who experienced something so traumatic at a very young age turned out to be this beautiful swan of a woman. And she just wanted to go back to thank Miss Rhonda, who spent a little bit of time of her day with a stranger. And I thought this was beautiful. Shout out to Rhonda. Shout out to Jennifer as well for sharing this story with us.
Sometimes the little bits of positivity last a lifetime.
Facts, man. Facts.
I like how you have the heartwarming story and I have this law passed. So my positive news story is from California Governor Gavin Newsom. Signed into law new legislation this week that I hope inspires the other 49 states. And it is an ability for all Californians to easily be able to opt out of digital data collection with a simple portal that should apply to all websites in their browser. This move promises to make the state's digital privacy protections that much easier to take advantage of, and could set a new precedent for the future of privacy regulations. The website this was posted on, people in the comments were like, "I'm from California. I went and did the portal. I came back to this website and said 27 companies are trying to track me." But it turned it all off. As someone who uses a VPN and does not like and an ad block and doesn't like any of the tracking and would like the internet to go back to 2005 where we're all anonymous, I think this is wonderful. And I hope all the other states do it.
Hey, take that, world. See, that's positive news for a lot of people that are not like myself. I'm not tech friendly at all. I don't use a VPN, even though I probably should. A lot of people out there do, so I know they're definitely enjoying this story, man.
Yeah, no one wants to go to a website and then all of a sudden you get nothing but ads to your phone constantly, just targeted advertising.
Targeted. Ugh, I hate having a conversation with Edna and then I get on Facebook and it's, wait a minute here.
Exactly. So this is why we need more privacy online. So that's what I was talking about here on The Positive Truth. Before we get out of here, we need to pause, do audio meditations where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we haven't overlooked all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
All of our listeners, man. We have listeners all over the world, and I think it's amazing. We don't have as many listeners here in Oklahoma, which is funny, but there's that quote, strangers will support you more than the closest people to you do. So I think this is pretty awesome. But my aunt, she also listens as well, and we put out our 5 episodes last week, and she made sure she sent me a quote for today. So I'm here now.
Tim says that, but he turned down an opportunity to do a actual reporting work on Sunday. We got an email that was like, "Reputable Oklahoma reporters, we're doing a protest for what's going on in Palestine at Mercy Hospital, and we want your journalistic skills to be there." I look at Tim and I'm like, Tim, they don't know that we're just like normal people, right? Keyword on normal because I use a much more degrading phrase. So I think we get a lot of support in OKC,
Yeah,
man.
you're right, man. We just don't see it. I guess my bad. My bad. I take that
See, I totally forgot what I was going to be grateful for after you said that. I'm going to be grateful for my eyesight because whenever I have my contacts in, I can actually read it in normal font. We do papers now because eventually we're going to switch to videos. Tim's six stories took up how many sheets of paper?
I got to do better for the environment. You're not lying. Oh my gosh.
Tim's six positive news stories for the week took 20 sheets of paper. Mine took three.
Shout out to your eyesight, man.
Tim's got it on the extra font. It's like size 25. There's like three words a page on here.
I can read it from here, man.
Great. So shout out to my contacts and all the people working in the forgot the O word.
Thomas, I don't know. I can't even
Optometry.
see, bro. I don't even know what I talked about.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Those are some big notes. That's all I'm saying.
Right, my bad. Maybe I can't see. Maybe I should go.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Like, share, subscribe. We have a five-star review. If you leave us a five-star review with a comment, we'll send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for free. Do you have that quote ready, Tim?
Absolutely. It's a lot easier to look out a window to blame others than it is to look in a mirror to examine yourself. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.